not the end result that you guys wanted, but for a vast majority of that game, Nick Foles looked very kind of out of sorts, you know, didn't have a lot of easy, uncontested throws. I mean, particularly on the back end, what was working so well for you guys this evening?
You know, we felt good defensively matching up with them guys, and, you know, coach put us to challenge us to play man most of the game. So, you know, we all had a receiver we was supposed to guard, and I think for the most part, as a whole secondary and the linebacker group as well, we all did pretty well.
You know, defensively, that seems kind of a theme the past month. It seems like you guys are kind of heating up at this last month of the season, been playing some of your best football. Is that kind of how you guys have seen it as well? Or?
Yeah, I think, you know, like they say, December is what they remember. You know what I mean? So we definitely want to be remembered for the play that we go out there and do. And, you know, it's a whole contribute of the defense. You know, the coaching staff calling the right defenses, putting us in the best situations. And then us going out there and executing as far as a front linebacker and then the back end and the secondary, I feel like we've combined. Play really well together, communicated really well together, and then going out there and performing well.
I mean, what do you think has been the biggest difference these past couple of weeks compared to how things were going the first half of the season for you guys, especially defensively?
Just being in tune, you know, just really being in tune. Like I said, communication is so critical in this league, and as you can see, we've been able to do that very effectively at a high level. And then making plays. You know, this game is about making plays, going out there, doing your job, down in and down out. And I think that's something that we've all took a challenge on and really prided ourselves on doing.
Obviously not, you know, coach always says no moral victories, but defensively, can you guys kind of take something away that, you know, for most of the night you allowed 10 points to one of the most prolific high-scoring offenses in the NFL? I mean, that's, you know, pretty impressive thing to do on the road.
Yeah, just really big thing that we take away is, why don't we play like this all the time? You know, why didn't we play like this in the beginning of the season, in the middle of the season? You know, we don't want to have spurts. This is the capability of the defense that we can play, and we should be playing it week in and week out.
You know, Khalil and Bruce have really been getting after it the past month or so as well. You know, does them getting to the quarterback really kind of benefit you guys on the back end of being able to, you know, Coach always talks about the combination of rush and coverage.
Oh, definitely. I mean, our whole front has been very well. You know, I feel like we have a lot of guys in the front that rotates, you know, and they all do a big part. Jelly, Mario, Danico, you know, all of the guys that's on that front, that Bruce and Khalil and Hadi, it's so many guys that I can mention that all do a small part in all of them being pretty effective. And I think that helps us on the back end, being able to take advantage of the ball. And now we're starting to get more picks and turnovers and things like that. It's a whole defense.
You know, speaking of Danico, he's very quietly had a very nice 2017. I mean, what have you kind of seen from him this year in particular?
Man, Danico's been doing this since we've been here. You know, we came in together, and for years he's been working on his craft and really dominating in the performance as far as OTAs, training camp. And I think now he's getting more of his chance to really shine and show everyone who he's able to be. And I think seeing him is an exciting process, just to see where we all came from.
Obviously, one game left on the schedule. You know, it is what it is. It is important to kind of end the season on a high note and with a good taste in your mouth heading into the offseason.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know, this next game, we're not going to take it no lighter than we took this game. We are going to expect a best of a defensive performance, and we're going to go out there and execute.